B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Recommendations from the Department of Public Health about the flu. DJ Khaled gets a major new gig and the new movies to check out this weekend. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Well, if you're a black man, you will never be able to play Kanye West in a movie.
Leroy has your sports.
And prepare yourselves. The Super Bowl as we know it may never be the same again.
But first, the Mass Department of Public Health has confirmed the state's first pediatric flu-related death this season, a Worcester County teenager who tested positive for influenza B. DPH recommendations include contacting your health care provider. If you think you have the flu, get the flu vaccine. It is not too late. Stay home if possible when you're sick with fever and cough or sore throat. Wash your hands or use hand sanitizer and cover your coughs and sneezes. Can I just tell you, the covering your cough thing?
Yes.
People always talk about kids like, don't do it. I have experienced adults, including some that are right across the room from me.
Don't talk about Melissa like that.
Who do not know how to cover their
coughs. The inside of my elbow has like a permanent sneeze mark on it because that's all I do.
Adults are way worse than kids.
Well, who are you talking about? Who like sneezes and doesn't cover their mouth? That's so...
You.
Me?
Yes, you.
When?
Yesterday.
Every morning.
Yeah, but when I do it, it's specifically because I want to get somebody sick.
Oh. Great, thanks. Fresh off the birth of his second child, DJ Khaled got some more good news. Hard Rock International announced that Khaled will have... That they will have their first artist residency for 2020. It'll kick off Super Bowl weekend and will be followed by 7 more performances throughout the year. And a couple new movies out this weekend. There's The Gentleman that stars Matthew McConaughey as a American expat who became rich by building a marijuana empire in London. And then there's The Turning, about a nanny of 2 orphans who feels like she's losing her mind when she thinks their estate is haunted. Mm. All right, is Melissa with the juice.
Well, if you're like a lot of people and a fan of James Corden and Carpool Karaoke, I'm about to crush your dreams. James doesn't actually drive the car in Carpool Karaoke. Oh, yeah, there was a, fans of the show were outraged when a video was tweeted showing Corden and Justin Bieber filming for an upcoming segment with Corden's Range Rover being towed by a truck. One Twitter user tweeted, "This is why I have trust issues. He ain't even driving." But The Late Late Show denies the claims, releasing a statement saying James always drives during Carpool Karaoke. However, on the rare occasion when there is a stunt component and the producers feel it's unsafe to drive, we do use a rig.
He shouldn't be driving anyway when he's singing along with these people. Make it safe. How do we know he's a good... You need to have a talent to be able to sing along with a song and drive. Because I've seen it many times. One time I was stuck in traffic. It was stopped traffic. And the girl to my right, I saw her close her eyes. I don't know what song was on, but she was feeling it. She started closing her eyes and mouthing along with it. And I slowly saw her car start moving up.
Shut up.
Yeah, she took her foot off the brake. And it didn't slam because she didn't step on the gas.
Yeah.
But she bumped into the car in front of her.
Get out of here.
Yeah, she did. And I was like, yo, you seriously can't handle singing while you're stuck in traffic?
I told you guys earlier this week how there were a couple leaked endings to the Power finale. One of which showing Ghost's son, Tariq, shooting and killing him. Tariq, of course, is played by actor Michael Rainey Jr., who revealed on his Instagram that he's actually getting death threats because of it. He posted a picture of himself with a confused face with the caption, "Me going through my DMs trying to figure out why I have 326 death threat messages." And if you've ever wanted to play Kanye West in a movie, if you're a white guy, you may have a shot. Apparently, Kanye's trying to get a biopic made, and he already has an actor in mind to play him. Danny McBride? He was in the movie Pineapple Express. I've never seen it. I've never even heard of this guy. But apparently Kanye flew him to his house and was very convincing in his pitch over the potential project. McBride said it was a very bizarre phone call and he has no idea why Kanye wants him. Maybe it's his sense of ego I'd be able to portray.
The dude from Eastbound and Down? That's who Kanye wants to play with?
Apparently. Is that Daniel McBride? Danny McBride?
Yeah, he got the white person afro and everything.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
No word on if and when this movie will be made, but it is pretty hilarious that Kanye wants a white guy to play him.
Wow.
All right, here's Leroy.
Oh, man. Celtic Kemba Walker has been named a starter for the Eastern Conference in this year's All-Star Game. Congratulations. And guess who we beat out?
Who did he beat out?
He beat out my guy, Kyrie Irving.
Oh, the guy who couldn't get it done with the Celtics.
Yeah, yeah, I was wrong about Kyrie. And there's a good chance more Celtics will be named on the team next week when the reserves are announced. Former Patriot wide receiver Antonio Brown was a wanted man for allegedly assaulting a moving truck driver. And at about 10 p.m. yesterday, he turned himself in while wearing a turquoise suit. I just thought that was odd. But anyways, and I thought that if something wasn't broke, trying to fix it was stupid. Well, almost 21,000 people like messing up a good thing. Frank Ruggeri is a 16-year-old from New York, and he thinks that the NFL should stop it with Super Bowl Sunday and flip over to Super Bowl Saturday. Yes. He started a petition, and 21,000 problem starters have signed it. All right, so his reasons are there's a survey that says 17 million people may miss work on Mondays.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that sounds like a responsibility issue. What's that got to do with the game? That sounds like grown folks who just aren't responsible. Why not start a petition that says, hey, we're going to have a petition that says be responsible.
Wow.
It's not broke. Why are you trying to fix it? It gets big numbers. It gets the biggest numbers out of everything on television. He's wilding. And then the second reason, which, you know, I kind of hear him. Saturdays would lead to fewer driving fatalities after the game. You know, people won't be intoxicated and try to get home because they have work the next day.
There you go.
No, that sounds like responsibility issues too. All right.
Okay, well, we're not responsible. Clearly, we can't handle being responsible.
What's your argument?
Well, my argument is there's nothing wrong with the game at all. Nothing wrong with it. It gets great ratings. People pay millions and millions of dollars just to have a commercial spot. Changing it to Saturday is only trying to help irresponsible people. Period. Y'all get it together.
What's
Sorry.
Wrong with that?
Grow up.
That is the
grow
worst
up.
Argument.
That's
no.
terrible.
No, I'm sorry.
Nope.
Ever.
Who wants to grow up?
Nope. Grow up. And Super Bowl Saturday doesn't.
That's awful. All you got to do is be more responsible.
Whatever. Super Bowl Sunday, it should stay. Y'all need to grow up.
You know, hey, I figured out how to solve the problem with the Ran guys. I figured it out.
What?
Why don't we all just be nicer to each other? Let's find
Romero. That's a whole other level. Don't even try it.
That's a great idea.
Thank you, Melissa.
I'm so glad
you thought
of that. I'm going
to start a petition called Let's Be Nice.
And guess what? All this crying, guess what? Y'all will be there Super Bowl Sunday night watching the game. So cut it out. Celtics Magic tonight at 7. It's the NHL All-Star Weekend. And the NFL Pro Bowl is Sunday at 3. No one's going to watch. They should have just left it to the Pro Bowl Skills Challenge, which was yesterday. It was pretty good. That was fun. And that's your sports.
All right. Your good news today. So Howard Kirby is from Michigan, bought a couch from the Habitat for Humanity store for his man cave at home. Well, after trying to chill on it for a few weeks, he found it really uncomfortable. So his daughter unzips the cushions to see if she could fix it and found hundreds of dollar bills inside. In total, there was over $43,000 in cash. Well, Howard's lawyer told him, he wasn't obligated to return the money, but he felt a moral duty to contact the original owner. He found out that the couch was donated by a woman named Kim back in December, and she donated it after inheriting it from her grandfather after he passed away last year. Howard said he could have used the money for a new roof, but he's happier knowing he did the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's your good news. And this report made out by National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy has been training aviation professionals since 1932. Start your new career today.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.